In the game of golf, a mulligan is slang for a second chance. Not long ago, Royal Oaks Golf Club got a major mulligan of its own when the underused property was turned into a nature preserve. Cart paths were converted to walking trails, and water hazards became fishing ponds. That's finally given Jerry Jewell a chance to enjoy the green space.
I lived there before when it was a golf course, but actually never came back here and played golf on it. You know, so I really never got a chance to see what it looked like as far as, you know, the landscape and stuff.
Jewel's story is something that Joe Leslie with Western Reserve Land Conservancy has heard many times.
There's a select number of people that would use a golf course where, in the case of a passive or active recreation area for that matter, it gives the opportunity for many more people to use it.
Western Reserve has worked on 10 similar projects in Ohio, and golf courses across the country are being returned to the wild. The trend is being fueled by a recovering real estate market, the declining popularity of golf, and ready-made clubhouses and restrooms already on the site. But that return comes with costs.
Because the conversion to a golf course has stripped away some of those natural resource attributes that would allow us to get funding, some of our public funding.
So his team replaced the greenway grasses with native plants and reintroduced native species. And they had to deal with the residual pesticides and fertilizers that kept the green green. Western Reserve partnered with the County Parks Department on the conversion. Parks Director Jim Zimnick says despite the cost, many of these projects add economical and ecological benefits to the community, such as flood prevention.
We also know historically that this actually used to have a lot of wetlands, the soil types. So eventually we're looking then to help develop some wetlands.
Returning Royal Oaks to its natural state will allow it to filter heavy snowmelt or rainfall back into the Black River instead of into the basements of surrounding homes and businesses, as it has for years. Zimnick says the key with projects like this is patience. Although the park is open, there's still plenty to do.
It's probably going to be, in terms of trails, decks, overlooks, wetlands, it's probably going to be the better part of 10 years.
As for Jerry Jewell, who now uses the park every day, he doesn't mind waiting. With what he's seen so far, he believes things will only get better. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Grafton, Ohio.